are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit apsamarathonzambia.co.zf and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. APSA.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Boman Lusambo jailed for 3 years for possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime. CEC reports 42% profit surge in first half of 2025. And in global news, more than 600 killed in Afghanistan quake, Taliban Interior Ministry says. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has sentenced incarcerated former Lusaka Province Minister Boman Lusambo to 3 years imprisonment for possession of property established to be proceeds of crime with effect from the 25th of August 2025. Delivering judgment this afternoon, Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibwili ruled that Mr. Lusambo is not a second offender, quashing the state's application to treat him as such on the basis that an earlier four-year sentence was already in effect. Magistrate Chiwili ordered that the three-year term on the two counts run concurrently and said those who aspire for public office must live exemplary lives, noting that public earnings can be traced. The court on the 25th of August found that evidence from 10 prosecution witnesses showed the properties were acquired suspiciously and were inconsistent with Mr. Lusambo's combined legitimate earnings while serving as a parliamentarian and provincial minister during his tenure, amounting to about 7 million kwacha, while the properties in question were valued at approximately 22 million kwacha. In mitigation, Mr. Lusambo's lawyers begged for leniency from the court and consider the status of his family, with one of his children named out of former late President Edgar Lungu, while one of them has been asking about his whereabouts. Meanwhile, Mr. Lusambo's lawyer, Charles Jangano, has confirmed receiving instructions to appeal against the conviction and sentence.
So we will definitely appeal. Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, we have been given 14 days. We will do the needful.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has today officially launched a single disc system aimed at decluttering motor vehicle screens and making it easier to manage for both motorists and enforcement officers. Speaking when he featured on the Phoenix Breakfast Show this morning, RATSA Director and Chief Executive Officer, Engineer Amon Mwemba, said the single disc system consolidates road tax, insurance, and roadworthiness into one windscreen display, replacing the previous three separate discs. Engineer Mwemba explained that renewals work similarly to the old system, but with the added convenience of online services for road tax, while car for fitness motorists will still need to visit a RATSA center for a physical inspection. He has also clarified that the integrated disc will not affect statutory fees, adding that the single disc features a QR code, allowing enforcement officers to verify authenticity and check for any cancellations due to non-payment of premiums. Engineer Mwemba has further clarified that motorists who allegedly have valid individual discs do not need to replace them immediately, and that the new single disc will be issued when one of the existing discs expires.
We're trying to declutter your screen, trying to make it neater. But above all, I think it's easier to manage both from the enforcement viewpoint and also from you as a motorist. You know, when you look at that one disc, it tells you everything.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to start navigating to see.
So you have to find out which one is the latest.
Yes. Yeah, but this time you just have one. You know, that one will have everything on it. You know, it'll have all the expiry dates for the insurance, for the road tax, and for the car fitness. It's pretty much the same as the old system in terms of renewals.
Okay.
Yeah, the only difference is, let me give a typical example. If, say, your fitness has expired, the other two are still valid, you can still go on the GSB, on the internet, renew your... Well, first of all, if it's fitness, you have to print the fitness form and then you have to go to the nearest RATSA center.
And Engineer Mwemba says the RATSA aims to further modernize its systems, potentially phasing out discs altogether with the introduction of radio frequency identification, RFID technology, in the next 2 to 3 years.
I think Zambia is one of the few countries in the region that still has 3 discs. I just came back from South Africa, and South Africa actually has no discs. The screen is clear, and we are actually working towards that as well. This is the first step. I think that within the next 2 to 3 years, we shall have no discs. Obviously, for us to have no discs, we need to have other things in place. We're working towards a system called RFID, Radio Frequency ID, and once we get that in place, we'll get rid of that one disc as well.
Opposition Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF President Kaswande Mwenda, has demanded the immediate payment of all outstanding wages owed to employees of Mabiza Resources Limited. Mr. Mwenda's demands follow directives that were issued by the Labour Office, which the mining company has allegedly failed to honour, calling for a full, independent and publicly accessible accounting of all payments made by Mabiza to date. He has also called for an urgent, independent inquiry into the company's operations, including its financial practices, contractual obligations and declared operational capacities. Mr. Mwenda has insisted that the findings of such an investigation must be made public and has called for an immediate suspension of any export activities or asset movements by Mabiza until workers have been fully paid and a forensic audit has been completed. He has also demanded accountability from President Ijilema's administration, singling out the Minister of Labour, local labour commissioners and the ministry itself, questioning their inaction despite the ministry's own acknowledgement that Mabiza's contraventions warrant punitive measures.
It is a green light for impunity. While miners go without wages and are pushed to the brink, the government issues a slap on the wrist of corporate actors who are bleeding our communities dry. This is not oversight. It is abandonment. It is choosing investors over people. The EFF demands immediate conditional action. Number one, immediate payment of all outstanding wages owing to Mabiza employees as directed by the Labour Office and full independent public accounting of payment made. Number two, an urgent independent inquiry into the Mabiza Resources Limited, its finances, contracts and capacity assertions with publicly released findings.
Lufanyama Town Council Chairperson Annie Kapandula has demanded that the district's global reputation for emerald production should match its level of development and beneficiation for local communities. Ms. Kapandula says the state of infrastructure, particularly roads leading to mining areas, does not reflect the district's vast mineral wealth. Speaking at the close of a mining indaba organized by Caritas Zambia, Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, and the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, Ms. Kapandula has praised Grizzly Mine for attending the dialogue, but confirms for staying away. She says the wealth from minerals must directly benefit the people of Lufanyama through transparent and inclusive decision-making that involves civil society, NGOs, women, and youth. Ms. Kapandula has urged mining companies, stressing that mining should be the foundation for sustainable development, economic diversification, and better livelihoods in the district.
Basanga Lufanyama, ifu seneko. Umusaba fya wile kuja kumabwe kuja. Nama kila nsomena. Mwela pita boba mbindi kila mushiku uri umusewa. Usha uwe meulia, ulalanga pati ukwangu kuma Eberon. Aikona man, Lufanyama tala. Kile kwa lumpu matala. Iki pitile mwanka na tala. Ishile kuisa matala. Iki kilu chonse. Ukulangati Lufanyama, ekufumo buboni.
In global news, more than 600 people are feared dead after a magnitude 6.0 earthquake hit eastern Afghanistan, the Taliban Interior Ministry reports. The quake, at a shallow depth of 8 kilometers, shook buildings from Kabul to Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. The remote area where it struck makes providing accurate estimates hard, as officials warn of high casualty figures. We monitored the BBC for more on this and other global stories.
The Taliban in Afghanistan says more than 800 people have died following a magnitude